okay over here in the dark? Yes? Okay.
I'm glad. Good morning! Good morning and welcome here to Gates Presbyterian Church on this fusion, unplugged, literally, Earth Sunday celebration. So here I thought that if anything would shake us up from sitting in our normal pews, it would be everyone seeking the light. Apparently, that is not necessarily true, but that is all right. And if you are needing a little bit more light, the choir has plenty of open seats, and the paros are back there going, lots of light back here. So welcome. Lots of exciting things going on this morning in worship. Just also a note that if you are worshiping with our younger worshipers, make sure they have an opportunity to see the hymnal and the bulletin. This is a Fusion Sunday, which is an intergenerational opportunity for us all to celebrate God and worship together. We have lots of announcements, great things going on in the life of the church. So let's get started. Katie.
Good morning. Our Presbytery-wide Triple Play Mission Day is next Saturday. And more importantly, the deadline is tomorrow. Mission Day goes from 8:30 in the morning to 2. We get to meet here at Gates, go out to one of 9 different mission projects. You pick what sounds fun to you, and we all go, and then come back for lunch and sharing. If you want to come and you are a youth, you have to let me know today so I can make sure we have enough drivers. If you want to come and you are an adult or a family or any combination thereof, you can sign up on your own. There's information on the kiosk. You can just send an email or call the office. It's very easy. That will be our senior high youth group next week, but junior highs are also going to do a tour of Moonlight Creamery and eat delicious ice cream. So junior highs, bring $5 and join us on Sunday, 6 to 8. See you there.
Unplugged Sunday is just Melissa's clever way of saying we didn't have enough money to pay our bills this month, so... If you haven't caught up on your pledge or you want to increase your pledge, this is the time to do it. Couple of quick announcements. First of all, today is the last day we're taking orders for the hanging basket flower sale to support the Guatemala mission. Now, on the Guatemala mission part, the exciting news is we have a delegation coming from Guatemala this year to meet all of you that has been so supportive over the last 20-some years of working there. They're going to come here. And so we're looking for people that might want to host a person or two for a day, 2 days, 3 days, whatever. So people also who might want to sponsor them for a lunch, you know, have lunch or a picnic at your house or dinner. And if you're interested at all in having these people actually come and stay with you so you can learn more about them and their culture, please see me afterwards. On June 25th, though, we are having a Bienvenidas party at Churchville Park. And that's a great big welcoming party for our delegation coming from Guatemala. And it's open to the public, and so we're going to need some help on that. So if you are interested at all, please see me. Thanks.
All right, Matt.
Did I say the date? The dates are June 22nd to June 30th is when they're here. And the big picnic is planned for June 25th.
Men of the church, we're going to have our first softball practice this Tuesday, 6 o'clock, right out back here. So hopefully the weather will allow it. But that'll be a first opportunity to kind of see who wants to come out and play. So Tuesday, 6 o'clock. Thanks, guys.
Peter.
I'm under strict orders to speed read. Just a brief word of explanation and apology. In line with Earth Day, the DEC... Department of Environmental Conservation and the EPA are putting on an open house at Braddock Bay. There's been an $8 million restoration project just coming to completion. It's an open house. We are invited to a site walk, and from 12:30 to 7 on the 26th, next Tuesday. I would have told everybody sooner, but when they gave me a copy of the press release, they say you couldn't say anything until this Thursday. So, 26th, Braddock Bay, meet in the parking lot, read a bulletin. I'll talk faster next time.
You always say that, Kathy.
Good morning. Oops, I'm Kathy, the Spiritual Gifts Coordinator here. Thanks to everybody who turned in a time and talent sheet. We're going to get you an email out to you in the next 2 weeks as I continue to enter all the data. If you haven't handed in your sheet, please do so as soon as possible. Lost it? There are copies in the narthex. Also, we all received one in our Harbinger. A lot of us have expressed an interest on those time and talent sheets and learning more about the opportunities to serve our church and the community. And so the ministry team leaders are providing a chance for you to explore the great things that are happening here at GPC. Next Sunday, immediately following worship, that's May 1st, we invite you to come to the fellowship hall after worship for our ministry fair. Each ministry team is going to have a table there. They're going to have their friendly faces, and they're going to speak to you about what they're doing and how you can share your talents. Of course, there's going to be coffee, and you don't want to miss the cake. See you later.
A lot of great things going on in the life of GPC. And if just a brief note about worship this morning, yes, the lights are going to stay off. And yes, we are celebrating the Sacrament of Communion this morning to give our young worshipers also a chance to celebrate with us. Communion will be served by intinction, and you'll find the station that'll be closest to you. And now let us prepare our hearts, our minds, our entire selves to worship God.
Please stand with me to the call of worship. Let us sing to God a new song, for God's abundant grace fills the earth. Let us marvel at the trees, vines, seedlings, and flowers that are wonderful in God's sight.
Let us celebrate the gifts of God's hands.
We wonder and stand in awe at the riches of the world before us. Every part of creation gives you praise.
Let us give thanks with joy.
Please join me in the prayer of confession. Compassionate God, we too often ignore the mistreatment and suffering of your creation. Our lives are bound up with other species, and we ask your forgiveness for the ways we destroy your work. We pollute your fields and weaken your soil. Give us clean hearts and caring hands, O God. Remind us that we, too, are your creations, interdependent and vulnerable. Amen. God declares the world good despite our failings. We are among God's creatures and humbled that God calls on us to tend and keep the earth. With hope and inspiration to answer this call, we place our trust in God to show us a new way. Thanks be to God. Now will the other children come forward and join us all right up.
Careful there.
All right. So I have a question for you guys. What is your least favorite food? What food don't you like? What? Oysters. That was a fast hand. All right. What don't you like? Half of the foods. Pick one. Asparagus. Oh, yeah. Okay, fair enough. All right, one more. What food don't you like? Really? You don't like peanut butter and jelly?
Peanut butter
and jelly? All right, okay. What about, let's see, broccoli. Everybody here like broccoli? Ooh. Okay, what about lima beans? Really? These are lima bean fans. Okay, this is good to know. You know what I don't like? Onions. They smell weird. I don't like them. Nope, no good. But you guys know what? Do you think that oysters can be a gift from God? You think you could do good stuff with them? Yeah. Does anybody out there like oysters? One, a few hands. Okay. So even if it's something you don't like, you could share it with them, right? And you like broccoli, right? And asparagus? No. Who likes asparagus? There we go. A lot of asparagus hands. You kind of like asparagus? All right, we'll give you a little bit. Oh, those are pretty. Pastas, yep. All right. So we have all these plants in here. And these plants aren't so good for eating. But pretty soon it's going to be time to plant gardens. Do any of you guys have a garden in your backyard or at your school? Yeah? At your school? It's a great idea. In your backyard, yeah. And so do you think you're only going to grow stuff that you like or stuff the rest of your family likes too? Stuff the rest of the family likes, yep. Corn? That's awesome. So you think, did you guys know everything you grow is because God wants to give it to you? Everything we grow is a gift from God. You're growing beans, and you can share those with other people, right? Yeah? That's awesome. And when you guys grow food, are you going to share it with everybody? Yeah. Maybe.
Yeah.
All right. So let's remember that even if there's foods that we don't like, they're still from God, and we can still share them with everybody so that everybody gets good food. Yep, you can definitely share your food with animals. Maybe not at the dinner table, though. No, okay. Well, let's go ahead and pray together, all right? Dear God, thank you for all your plants and vegetables. Even the ones we don't like. Help us to share with others. Amen. All right, go on back up. Our second scripture today is from the Gospel of Matthew, chapter 12, verses 1 to 8. Listen now for God's word. At that time, Jesus went through the cornfields on the Sabbath. His disciples were hungry, and they began to pluck heads of grain and to eat. When the Pharisees saw it, they said to him, "Look, your disciples are doing what is not lawful to do on the Sabbath." He said to them, "Have you not read what David did when he and his companions were hungry? He entered the house of God and ate the bread of the presence, which it was not lawful for him or his companions to eat, but only for the priests. Or have you not read in the law that on the Sabbath the priests in the temple break the Sabbath and yet are guiltless? I tell you, something greater than the temple is here. But if you had known what this means, 'I desire mercy and not sacrifice,' you would not have condemned the guiltless. For the Son of Man is Lord of the Sabbath." Friends, this is God's word for us today. Thanks be to God. Well, I think it's safe to say it now. Spring is here. This weekend, the world was celebrating Earth Day. Citywide cleanups in Rochester, lots of celebrations and teachings for the kids. This weekend at GPC, we're celebrating the blessings of God's creation during our worship service. This is about the perfect time for us to give thanks, because I think I can honestly say that spring is here and it's not going to snow again without anything happening. That's it. I'm saying it from the pulpit. So if there's snow on Mother's Day, you know why. We are right in that beautiful sliver of spring weather in Rochester. Things are comfortable. It's not too sweltering or anything. We're a long way off from the summer heat still. There's only so many of these perfect, balmy, warm days. But this winter is admittedly nowhere near as bad as last year, so I can't complain. It was definitely better than some of the winters when I was living in Chicago. For months, the sun would refuse to shine without snow, and that salty slush would take over the streets. When things got really monotonous, I would head over to the Garfield Park Conservatory. The conservatory is this huge, beautiful glass structure filled with plants and ponds and fish. Flowering vines hang down from the ceiling, and ferns curl around picnic benches and fountains. There's always at least two wedding photographers in there at any given moment, so on average, people are pretty dressed up. Conservatory is technically a place to keep plants safe that couldn't otherwise survive the harsh Chicago winters. But it's also become a lot more than that. See, Garfield Park is not the best neighborhood in Chicago. It's filled with failing schools and vacant lots and littered streets. The city doesn't always follow through with basic care for the area. Subway stations tend to be about a mile away instead of just a few blocks. But the neighborhood has the conservatory, which is open year-round and is free to the public. It's become a place for people to take their kids during school breaks and to meet up with friends. The conservatory has partnered with local schools to offer hands-on classes for nearby children who learn about plants and start learning how to grow their own food. There are summer kids programs and jazz concerts for the parents, more opportunities for people to come together in the community. And the neighborhood around it, bit by bit, has started turning their vacant lots into gardens, making space for local farming. Even during those long, chilly winters, the conservatory is open for everybody to come in and relax, remembering that spring will come. While the rest of the earth sleeps, the plants in there stay green and lush, lighting up the neighborhood around it. It's not normal, but it gives life to a place that badly needs it. Yesterday, during our women's retreat, we went to Rochester's Botanical Garden, and I've been looking forward to that since it showed up in our plans. It was wonderful to stand in the cactus room and feel the warmth of the greenhouse. Those plants certainly didn't fit in with the usual order of things around here. This isn't a good cactus area, but it certainly fed my soul. Greenhouses don't shut down when the rest of the seasons take a break in the winter. They bring to our community something that's too important. Even plants have Sabbath time. Our earth sleeps in the winter, waiting for the warmth of spring to begin again. This is finally about the time when you can start to wonder if your perennials are actually sleeping or just dead. It's that really concerning moment when you see which way they went. In today's scripture, Jesus and the disciples, weirdly enough, ignored their own Sabbath. The Sabbath is a day of rest, a time for every Jewish person to just recharge and enjoy God's creation in peace. It's a wonderful time to be outside. Only the priests have to work, leading sacrifices of praise to God. But everyone else is supposed to stay out of their own fields and out of their own fishing boats and just rest and enjoy nature. Except, somehow, the disciples can't manage that. They are walking through the fields with Jesus, enjoying a leisurely walk and time as a group. And as they walk, they start grabbing from the fields and eating the grains there. Nearby Pharisees see this, and they step in. The Pharisees probably wanted to take the Sabbath off, but they're religious experts, and it's their job to help other people observe God's laws properly, make sure that God is honored. So they speak to Jesus. "Look, you probably don't know any better, but your disciples are harvesting bits of grain on the Sabbath, and that's completely inappropriate for a sacred day. We've never done it that way before. We're not going to start now, so please just tell them they're wrong." If Jesus was a more conflict-avoidant kind of person, things might have ended right there. Although if so, the story might not have made it into the Gospels, and the Gospels would probably be a lot shorter. Instead, Jesus asks, "Did you forget what David did when he was hungry and too busy serving God to plan ahead? He ate holy bread from the temple because he was doing holy work. And you're working on the Sabbath, just like the priests who are praising God. The Son of Man is Lord of the Sabbath." The Pharisees assumed that Jesus and his disciples were going against tradition because they didn't know any better. But Jesus reassures them that, "No, really, we've thought about this. We also care about God, honoring God and giving thanks for everything that God has given us. But taking Sabbath as a day of rest is just one way that we can show respect. Time and time again, tradition shows us that holy work is done on the Sabbath, when it serves God, when it serves God's people. Some things feed us and make the world better, and they can't wait." The disciples were doing the hard work of balancing tradition and practice. They were hungry, plain and simple, and they wanted to be fed from part of God's creation. Jesus reassures the Pharisees, "It is holy to care for God's people in need. The bounty of the earth with its crops and its fruits is here to provide for creation. When people need something, we don't have to wait. We can act to provide them with all of the gifts that God has given us." Often it feels today that so many people don't have enough. There aren't enough jobs for people to provide for their families. There's not enough affordable housing for people looking for safe shelter. There's not enough food for people to have a warm meal. But slowly, bit by bit, we're called to look around, see the structures and the fears that keep the scarcity in place, and then see where we can do better. We are called to not just respect God's holiness, but work to provide for God's people. We all need food for the journey and support to reach our potential. By serving others with meals, we share just one part of what God has blessed us with. It's such a simple way to care for each other, to recognize and honor all the many gifts we've been given. Today, we're called to meet scarcity with all the abundance that God has given us. The earth has water to nurture us if we protect it from pollutants and waste. There's healthy food to share with everyone if we can make it available to people around the city and give them easy access to it. And if there are enough crops to keep us well fed, as long as we actually cut down on food waste and support sustainable farming methods, there is no doubt that God has created a world with enough for everyone when we live within our means and we share our abundance with others. We are blessed to come into spring, surrounded by green plants and bright flowers. Even in the chill of these April mornings, God's grace is coming to warm up the world anew. Day by day, our own flowers blossom and our plants continue to grow. We don't have to understand everything about gardening to trust that new life will bloom with the seeds we've planted. God's power makes creation grow with abundant life, and we are blessed to live surrounded by such beauty. Day by day, the gardens remind us of God's love for the world. Our memorial garden, right out the window, is a space to rest and remember our loved ones out in creation. The flowers near our parking lot brighten up the preschool entrance, delighting the children that come there. I love now in these spring afternoons when they take a break as their parents pick them up to run around and look at the flowers and jump up and down on the grass. Our yard is getting well used and well loved. And our dreams here at GPC for a community garden are continuing to take shape and to grow. This garden will help us grow vegetables to share with our community, but will also provide open space for us to work with our neighbors and work with the earth to grow beautiful things. I don't have a lot of experience with community gardens yet, but I am excited to get going, and I have been reassured that they will show me some place to work. Here we've been planning and dreaming to make this garden a reality with careful sketches and grant proposals. In the church I grew up in, we also had a community garden, but it was by accident. The church had bought a plot of flat, nearby land right across the street in order to pave it over and use it as a parking lot. After we had bought the lot, we realized that parking lots need to have a certain amount of lighting and wattage and then extra space from the road and a sidewalk, and somehow applying for that parking lot permit got harder and harder. The process stalled, and we were the proud owners of an empty lot. So while our session tried to figure out how many lampposts were needed per square foot and how tall they had to be, we had an empty lot. Members suggested we use the space for a community garden, you know, just until the parking lot is approved. The garden kind of stumbled into being. A team built a compost heap. Nearby families signed up for garden plots. Many of our first gardeners were Sudanese refugees who'd been resettled in Nebraska. Some were members of our church and in our youth group. Some were taking language lessons in our basement. As they built new lives in our community, the refugees had noticed a lot of things. Nebraska has a lot of beef and corn, but not some of the fresh herbs or the twisted squash varieties that they had grown back home. So the refugees began planting all of the things that they couldn't find out at Super Saver or Hy-Vee. They started harvesting okra and fragrant herbs, swapping gardening advice with the people who'd been gardening in Nebraska for generations. We shared recipes and extra vegetables with each other, and the food at the church potluck started to have a lot less Jell-O in it. We had found one way to care for each other by using the earth's abundance and to serve God by tending God's creation. People started going out there on Sundays, getting their suits a little muddy, working on the Sabbath to take care of each other.
I can't wait for the chance to garden together here, to get my slacks muddy checking on plants, or to meet strangers watering their plots outside of our office windows. Get to know them. I know that serving God means honoring the gifts that God has given us, and that includes all of the abundance of our creation and the plants that we can grow together. May we give thanks for the richness of our soil here in Rochester, the plentiful rain, and may we praise God for all of the plants that bring us life and brighten up our day and even warm up our dark winters. We are blessed to get to care for creation every day, on the Sabbath and throughout our week. May we share the bounty of God's gifts on a dreary day, or perhaps a shared meal of homegrown food with God's people. Amen. Now will the children and choir please come up and share their song with us?
Something new.
Today, as we celebrate communion, you all shared such an amazing song with us. Would you come stand with us at the table so that you guys can see the elements as we celebrate? So if you want to, it's okay. If you want to go sit with your parents, that's fine too. But I would love for you guys to come stand with Katie and I. And if there are any other kids who want to come stand with us, they are welcome to. Why don't I have you guys come stand on this side? You can come stand over here, and you get to look at all the great plants. Okay, so you guys can be as close as you want. It's not very often you guys all get to be in worship with us for communion, so it's only fair. Hi. Do you want to come stand with me? Come on. Small people, if you, come on. You can stand in front of me. That's okay. Come on. There we go. There we go. Okay. Awesome. Thanks, guys. Come on. Now come stand right in here. There we go. Perfect. Thank you.
Invited to share a meal as guests at Christ's table. Everyone, come with what you have. For those of you who have answers, know that new questions await you. For those who come seeking, know that your questions are safe in the presence of God. And for you who come with gladness, know that your melody will find harmony. God be with you.
Also with you.
Let us pray. Caring God, we thank you for the gifts of creation, for our world and the heavens which tell of your glory, for our land, its beauty and its resources we enjoy. God of unchangeable power, when you fashioned the world, the morning stars sang together and the host of heaven shouted for joy. Open our eyes to the wonders of creation and teach us to see all things for good. Blessed are you, God of growth and discovery. Yours is the inspiration that has altered and changed our lives. Yours is the power that has brought us new dangers and opportunities. Set us, your new creation, to walk through this new world, watching and learning, loving and trusting, until your kingdom comes.
All thanks and praise are yours at all times and in all places, our true and loving God. You laid the foundation of the world and enclosed the sea when it burst out from the womb. You brought forth all creatures of the earth and gave breath to humankind. Wondrous are you, O Holy One. All you create is a sign of hope for our journey. And so as the morning stars sing your praises, we join the heavenly beings and all creation as we sing for joy.
For the beauty of the earth, for the glory of the skies, for the
and honor are yours, Creator of all, for your word has never been silent. You call the people to yourself as a light to the nations. You delivered them from bondage and led them into the promised land. You made Jesus to be human, to share our life, proclaim the coming of your reign, and to give himself for us in unconditional love. Through Jesus Christ, our Redeemer, you have freed us from sin, brought us into your life, reconciled us to you, and restored us to the glory you intend for us. And so, remembering all that was done for us, the cross, the tomb, the resurrection, and the ascension, longing for Christ's coming in glory, and celebrating today these gifts your earth has formed, we praise you, O Christ.
Dying, you destroyed our death. Rising, you restored our life. Christ Jesus, come in glory.
And send out your Holy Spirit upon us and upon these gifts of bread and wine, that they may be to us the body and blood of Christ. Grant that we, burning with your Spirit's power, may be a people of hope, justice, and love. Giver of life, draw us together in the body of Christ and in the fullness of time. Gather us with all your people into the joy of our true eternal home. Amen. All right, you guys ready for the good stuff? Okay, you're good. Stay right where you are, okay? So can you guys tell me what this is? The bread. And we give thanks that Jesus, sometimes he flakes all over, having faith in those gathered all of his friends, just like you guys are here around a table. And he did that on the night before he died, so that we and they might all remember how God's bread gives us strength. So he took bread just like this, and he made it holy, just like he takes people like all of us and makes us holy. And he asks that we do this again and again and again so that we'll remember. And he did so by taking the bread, and he broke it, and he said, "This is my body broken for you. Take and eat and do this in remembrance of me." Ready for part two? Okay, that's on Katie. Ready? Why don't you guys step back just a little bit? There we go, so Katie doesn't splash on you.
When Jesus and his friends had finished eating dinner, he took a cup of wine, just like we take our cup of grape juice, and he poured it so that everybody could see how beautiful it was. Jesus passed it around, and he shared it with all of his friends who were there. And he said, "This cup is the new covenant that will make you strong. It's for the forgiveness of your sins." And we know that every time we come together as a church, every time we're here with communion, when we eat bread and when we drink juice together, that we remember how much God loves us and how much Jesus cares about us. And we're going to do this over and over until we get to meet Jesus.
All right, friends. So why don't you all, thank you for being with us. Why don't you guys go find your families, and you can sit with them and come up together to celebrate communion. Ready, set, go. And at the same time, the communion servers can come on up. We'll give our communion servers a moment to get in place. And remember that this is the celebration of the feast of God. You're invited to find the communion servers that are closest to you. There'll be some in the back and some up front. If you are needing a gluten-free option, those are available up on the table. Let us celebrate together.
Gracious God, we have given us much this day, the wheat and grapes to begin our feast, the gifts to others to transform them into bread and wine, and the precious presence of your Son who redeems all that we have broken and lost. Send us out now to care for this fragile earth, our beloved home. Grant us the strength to transform the toxic ways we live. And may we remember the saying presence of your Son, Jesus Christ, who goes before us. To him, to you, and to the Holy Spirit be donor and glory now and forever. Amen.
And then we'll pray.
All right, there we go.
Thank you.
right, you had it by the end. Good job. So we're going to do prayers of the people a little bit differently. There's been a lot of conversation lately about how often we come into the sanctuary and we sit down in our pew. You know what I'm talking about. So rather than kind of saying, oh, we need to get out of our pew, let's stay in our pew. Let's stay in our pew neighborhoods is what I have started calling them. So for prayers of the people today, rather than raising our hands, what I'd like you to do, if you're sitting, you know, towards the center off by yourself, scooch one way or the other, pick a neighborhood, group together in whatever ways are comfortable, and you are going to introduce yourself to your pew neighbors, okay? And then together in these small groups, we're just going to spend a few minutes, just a few minutes, share a joy that you would like your pew neighborhood to pray for. Share a concern you would like your neighborhood to pray for. And then we'll come back together and pray. So find a little neighborhood. You can do it, whether you turn around, find someone next to you, introduce yourself. Yay, got it. You're good. Yes.
At Laurelton, there's a woman who had triple bypass surgery.
All day long. All day long. So I am glad that you have found a little bit of your pew neighborhoods. This is good. Perhaps we could try this again sometime. Perhaps you all could try this again sometime before worship, after worship. It's good to know who your neighbors are. It is good to know who your neighbors are. The more opportunities we have to learn who our neighbors are, then we notice when someone isn't with us on a Sunday morning. And we're able to call them or email them and say, hey, I miss you in worship. Because we are a community gathered together, and this great worship space really allows us to get to know our neighbors and pray with them and get to know them. So let us continue our time of prayer together. Gracious God, your amazing love extends through all time and space to all parts of your creation, which you created and called good. You made a covenant with Noah and his family, putting a rainbow in the sky to symbolize your promise of love and blessing to every living creature and to all generations. You made a covenant with Abraham and Sarah, blessing them and their descendants throughout the generations. You made a covenant with Moses and the Israelite people to all generations, giving them the commandments and challenging them to choose life. And in Jesus, you invite us to enter into a new covenant in communion in neighborhoods, with all who seek to be faithful to you. As people of faith, we are called into covenant to your faithfulness and love, extending to all of creation. And God, this morning we give thanks for opportunities to meet our neighbors, to care for this amazing creation. And God, where creation and your people are hurting, we ask for your love and your presence. Where there are natural disasters, floods, earthquakes, storms, and tornadoes. God, be with people and also help us to care for your creation. God, we lift all the prayers that we shared in our neighborhood and the prayers that we didn't get to this morning. But that's okay, because you know them. You hold them and continue to guide and be with us. And it is in the name of your Son, Jesus, that we pray together. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts, as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen. Let us receive our morning offering.
God, we thank you for the gift of life and a new day. Help us to use these offerings to make this world a better place. Amen. Thank you.
Now, as we go out into this spring day, go in peace. Love God and serve your neighbor. Take joy in the abundance that we have on this earth and share it with everyone you meet. Know that everywhere you go, the blessing of God, our Creator, Redeemer, and Sustainer will be with you every step of the way. Amen.